Coming to Hooked on Books, Saturday, October 1st from 11 to 2 p.m. at their new downtown location, 12 East Bijou, is going to be two local authors signing their works. And I'm speaking to one of the authors, Barbara Nicholas, and she has launched her first mystery novel, Blood on the Tracks, and getting a lot of positive feedback. And the official release is October 1st. Barbara, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, although the release is October 1st, is that correct for the official book that you can hold in your hand?
That is correct.
And get signed?
Right, hopefully.
Now, it's been out for about a month on Amazon.
Yeah, my book was selected by Amazon as a Kindle First release,
okay,
which is sort of their Book of the Month club. So the book has been available since September 1st for Prime members or Kindle First members.
Now, the book's called Blood on the Tracks. It's a murder mystery. I looked at Amazon this morning, and over 600 reviews, an average of 4.5 out of 5 stars. So you're getting a lot of positive feedback on this.
It has been wonderful. I've been thrilled.
What's the storyline of this book?
Well, my book is about a railroad cop, which,
yeah,
it's a police procedural. It's just different because she works as a railroad cop.
Okay.
A woman is murdered early in the book, and Sydney gets drawn sort of against her will into the investigation because it's linked to the local hobo community.
Now, the main suspect is an Iraq War veteran.
Yes, Tucker Rhodes. Everybody calls him the burned man.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered through an IED, improvised explosive device,
okay,
and was severely burned over much of his body. And now he's been a hobo.
But now your detective thinks there's more to it.
She does. Tucker Rhodes looks like a likely suspect, and people think PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and the guy freaked out and murdered his fiancée. But Sydney suspects there's more to the story, so she starts investigating in parallel to what the Colorado or the Denver homicide police are doing.
Now, she is an Iraq War veteran, and she has her dog, who's also,
yes,
from the war,
Clyde,
as well.
Also is a
Clyde.
Iraq War vet, and they both have PTSD. A lot of soldiers coming back, certainly
yeah,
not
okay,
all of them, have had to deal with this. And Sydney worked in mortuary affairs, where they went out and collected the dead and brought them back and processed them for return back to the United States. So she carries quite a bit of PTSD from that.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran? Is this what inspired you to make the murder suspect and the detective both veterans?
I am not a veteran.
Okay.
My dad was a bomber pilot, B-24 pilot,
oh,
in World
wow.
War II,
okay,
and never really talked about his experiences there. And my uncle, my mother's brother, was a prisoner of war in World War II and
okay.
came back a changed man. So I think the groundwork was laid there for me to be interested
Lots
in that.
Lots of stories.
A lot of stories. And then when I started seeing what was happening with the vets returning from Iraq and Afghanistan,
yeah,
I felt that somebody needed to talk about this.
Now, this is your first novel?
It is. I have a couple of trunk books, but yes, this
what's,
is
what's
my
a trunk
first
book?
Trunk book is one that you wrote and really probably shouldn't ever see the light of day.
Okay.
It's part of getting those million words you're supposed to do before you become a published author.
Gotcha. Now, you've been many things. You've been a raptor rehabilitator, instructional designer, technical
yes.
writer, astronomy instructor.
Yes.
Wow.
I am absolutely
a lot
curious
of, a
about
a lot of things
everything.
To draw from
yes,
as
yes.
a writer.
Yeah, a writer, the more varied your background, I think yeah. that certainly helps. But writers are also really good at research, so we can pretend to be things we've never been,
mm.
like an Iraq War vet. But yes, I've had an absolute ball in my life trying different things.
Did your technical writing make you want to be a fiction writer?
I think I fell into technical writing because I had an English degree, and at that point
okay.
there wasn't really much else you could do with an English degree except go to graduate school.
Mm.
I wanted to be a writer since I was very young. I think I was 3 when I told my mom I was going to be a writer when I grew up. I just didn't get to it right away.
Why is a murder mystery what you chose for your first novel?
I have characters and I have concepts, but a murder gives you the bones of a story to tell.
Okay.
So if you have a dead body in there, you can work the whole story around it.
I'd like to remind listeners, I am speaking to Barbara Nicholas, and she is about to publish her first mystery novel, Blood on the Tracks, and it's the first in a series. Folks who read this, they like it. There's going to be more on the way?
There is. The next book is called Dead Stop, and that's due out next summer with Thomas and Mercer.
Okay. Are these going to feature Sydney?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a series.
Your website is Barbara Nicholas, NICKLESS.com. You're also on Facebook as well. Now, to find out more about Hooked on Books, HookedOnBooksCO.com. They're also on Facebook. And again, Barbara will be one of the two authors, along with Ann Myers, who I'll also be speaking to. Now, the Book signing will be Saturday, October 1st from 11 to 2 p.m., and it'll be at Hooked on Books' new downtown location, 12 East Bijou. Now, Barbara, since this book involves veterans, have you received any feedback from actual veterans who have read this book?
I have, and that has been the most rewarding thing about all of this. I've heard from vets. I've heard from the family of vets, all of them telling me that I really nailed the PTSD aspect of my character and also thanking me for letting people know what they're going through.
That's such a, I would say, a delicate thing if you're addressing it in a fiction novel, something like PTSD, if you don't handle it correctly. You know, that would probably upset actual sufferers of PTSD.
Absolutely. And nailing that was critical to me. And also to let people know, certainly not everybody who comes back from war or everybody who suffers from a trauma gets PTSD. Mm-hmm. But enough of them do that I think as a society, we really need to pay attention to that because there's going to be long-term effects.
Yes. Now, you've read a scene for me from this book. Now, this is an action sequence.
Absolutely. So the term that hobos use is catching out, which means to catch a freight train that's already in motion. Mm-hmm. And that's what my story is about, or my scene is about at this point. They're chasing this killer, or this man they think is a killer. He's hopped on board a northbound freight train. Mm-hmm. And when the train is rolling, Sydney's canine partner, Clyde, who is a military working dog and stops at nothing to get his man, has actually gone under the train into the other side. And now Sydney's got to get on the other side to keep him from trying to come back. So the scene is her catching out on a rolling freight.
Here is a segment from Blood on the Tracks by Barbara Nicholas.
I turned and sprinted south, running against the direction of the cars. Clyde was my partner. As long as we were separated by a moving train, his life was at risk. No time to tell the engineer to stop. If Clyde decided to come back, he would be crushed many times over before the train settled. Learning to catch out isn't part of a railway cop's education. All we hear in training is to stay clear of a moving train. Want to survive until your retirement? Then do not get in an argument with 14,000 tons of steel. Handle whatever needs handling after the train stops. The instructors never said what to do if your partner was trapped on the other side of that rolling steel. The wheels rat-a-tatted on the rails. Four cars down, a hopper glowered in the dreary late afternoon gloom, her platform sitting empty on the north end. I estimated the engine's speed at 12 miles an hour. Another 2 minutes, the train would be going more than 18 miles an hour. Jumping then would be nothing but suicide. But I'd made a promise to Dougie and to Clyde. I put on more speed, slid sideways in the first slick fall of snow, and caught myself. My duty belt banged and rattled. My bag bounced on my hip. Five trainees in my class gave catching out a try, got drunk, and tried to hop a southbound freight. Results were mixed: a broken wrist, two broken ankles, and a sheared-off thumb. Those still in one piece spent the next 2 weeks running calisthenics and watching endless safety videos. The guy who lost his thumb took a job as a mall cop. Next to me, the train filled the horizon, looming like a mountain against the sky. I kept my eyes on the platform and on the dark cubby above it. In the far distance, Clyde barked, a single sharp sound. "Hurry up," he was telling me. "I've got something." I put on a final burst of speed. I was my father's daughter, and unlike those cadets, I knew exactly what to do. Coming abreast of the hopper, I thrust my foot into the metal stirrup, grabbed hold of the ladder like a penitent reaching for God, and swung onto the platform. The motion of the train slammed me across a steel floor slick with snow. I went skittering across. The skin split on my cheek and peeled off my palms. My brain bounced in my skull with a sickening jolt. I scrabbled for a hold on the icy floor. My feet shot out over the other side, and I felt the suck of gravity and the grinding tug of the wheels. I reached for the ladder on the far side, was jerked away with the train's motion, and grabbed again. Then, like grace descending, my body reached the tempo of the train. My hands closed on the ladder, and the world quieted.
I've been speaking to author Barbara Nicholas, and she's launching her first mystery novel October 1st, Blood on the Tracks. Her website, BarbaraNickless.com. She's also on Facebook, and she's going to be signing copies of her book on Saturday, October 1st at Hooked on Books, 12 East Bijou, their new downtown location, and their website, HookedOnBooksCO.com. www.ann.com, and they're also on Facebook as well. Barbara will be with Ann Myers, who I'll be speaking with later on. Barbara, it's been great to have you. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
And you can hear my segment with Ann Myers later on in this hour on the KCME Culture Zone.